For today's In Touch, I continue my conversation with President of Friends of Lake Darling, Faye Vitito. You mentioned the fishing. The DNR stocked some fish this spring, and it's going to take a couple years before the fishing really hits its prime, but that doesn't mean people aren't visiting the lake. I've been there a couple times, and it's been pretty busy.
Yes, it's been very busy. The warm weather attracted a lot of people to the beach. We have had some people fishing and release because the fish are still pretty small, but I've seen some young children get their first taste of fishing at Lake Darling that they'll remember, but the largemouth bass are only about the size of a hot dog or a brat. So they're ones that people are wanting to release back into the lake. And I've seen bicyclers and hikers on the mile-long handicap accessible trail. During the weather event, they'll see how the second loop on higher ground to that trail will still serve as a recreational trail if we have a temporary 1 to 2 day high water event that actually covers a little bit of the fishing jetties and stuff. The other thing we see is with the completely renewed campgrounds, we've had very, very busy camping on the weekends at Lake Darling, so people have been coming back to enjoy. And I hear that in the upcoming week, the 5 one-room cabins are actually full, so people are renting the smaller cabins that we have and looking forward to the new 6 two-bedroom year-round cabins. So we've had hikers and some small fry fishers, beginner fishers, and campers and picnickers. There's been a lot of picnicking. And people, you can just enjoy the solitude of the lake, but also larger gatherings. The lodge is being rented for different events, such as weddings this fall. So the park is coming back online, and next year I think will be a full year of camping and recreation and full lodge use in the large cottonwood shelter use.
And for those without a canoe or a kayak, well, you've got some of those
for rent. At the boat ramp, and thank you for bringing that up, because there's actually some new stand-up boards and kayaks that are coming in from a recent Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant with the Isaac Waltons, and those will be at the boat rental house. The boat rentals, I think, will be open for the day if weather permits. People will be able to have, I think, some complimentary boat and paddle boats, which have been a long time favorite. Those were here before the park was renovated, and the paddle boats are back, so they're good exercise, as well as canoes. And motorboats will be allowed on the lake again. The stipulation size of the motor doesn't matter, but you cannot create a wake, so it's a no-wake lake to allow for the other type of water recreations that go on there. And I also hear that the Little Darling pontoon business will be back and hopefully giving rides on the 17th as well.
Have you been out on the lake yet?
I have. I've been out on the lake, and yesterday I went to the dam to look at that, and I'm predominantly a hiker, but I've been out on the paddle boats, and those are a little deceptive. They really are a good form of exercise, and they're 2 people per paddle boat, so it's a nice time to have a conversation with someone. Get a partner and get out there and paddle away on the lake, and it's pretty amazing to go around an island and come back and to get out into the water and look back and see what all these new public amenities look like. And I can see across the lake at the youth center up until and through Labor Day. Their beach was very busy over there, and we can see the youth center beach from the lodge and from the picnic shelter where we'll be next Wednesday. We'll enjoy seeing as many public as we have, and I'd also like to mention that as soon as the program is over, then Hy-Vee Washington will be there serving brats and hot dogs and side and a drink for $5 for anybody who brings their appetite out at the park. So bring your walking shoes and bring your cameras and bring your friends and family.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nathan.
That was my conversation with President of Friends of Lake Darling, Faye Vitito. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.